Hello, this is Mark Rogers, one of the chaplains at St. John's Cathedral. Today's Gospel reflection is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 7 to 13. Let's listen to the story. Jesus called the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff. No bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals, and not to put on two tunics. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you, and they refuse to hear you, as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Well, in today's story, Jesus sends out the disciples on their first mission. How exciting that must have been for them. And there's kind of three interconnected dimensions to this mission that I'm going to reflect on this morning. First, they go out two by two in pairs. God's work involves cooperation and companionship. I often think that the disciples were actually companions of Jesus just as much as being students. Companions share the journey together. It's good to reflect that our brothers and sisters in Christ are our companions, fellow travelers, co-workers, friends who stick together no matter what, and with whom we are all interdependent. Secondly, the companions or the disciples are given authority over unclean spirits. Well, in 32 years of ordained ministry, I have to admit that casting out supernatural demons has never been part of my ministry, I'm glad to say. So how do I understand this? What does it mean? Maybe I've cast out demons in a different way. If demons, after all, are things which oppress us, which perhaps rob us of our true identity, or take away or deprive us somehow of our true purpose in life, then yes, I guess I have cast out many. The final instruction of Jesus in this passage is to tell the disciples to proclaim God's peace wherever they go. I think this is kind of the flip side of them casting out demons. Jesus calls us to bring peace where there is disturbance, to free people from whatever it is that is robbing them of their true identity, and set them on the path that enables them to find their true purpose and meaning and fulfillment in life. And lastly, the disciples are told to travel lightly. One of the fascinating aspects of this commission is that the disciples are called to do and to be everything that Jesus is and does, and to imitate his mission. And that includes traveling light and depending on others for their hospitality and grace. It's not everyone's calling, of course, and it wasn't at the time of Jesus, or else the disciples would have gone out hungry and homeless. They needed people to be able, who were working and had food and had shelter to offer them. But this is a reminder that our work and life is to imitate Christ, and Christ calls us to continue what he has begun. And this may seem a tall order, but we depend not on our own skills and resources, but on God's grace and love. Have a great day, everyone. My dear companions in Christ.